Basically, police officers do two things. We contribute to protecting civilians in conflicts or in post-conflict situations where population has been painfully witnessing and been subjected to conflicts. And we do capacity building in order to restore the capacity of police. And the protection of civilians, that is a job for military and police peacekeepers. And the capacity building for the police, that's what our colleagues then as police officers do themselves.
Only 10% of UN police officers are women. Why is that, and what are the challenges for women to serve in the peacekeeping operations?
We have for years and years and years been calling on member states to send us more female police officers. We take every female police officer that member states give us, but the limit is not because we do not want to have more, but member states have difficulties to give us more, which has to do with the role of police officers in police organizations all over the world, where you have a strong commitment to female police officers. You will see that that member state is able to give us more. Where this is under development, we will get less numbers. So we work on promoting women's rights, gender mainstreaming, and female policing, and hope that member states will implement that into national policies.
And what do you think that women can bring that men cannot bring to these peacekeeping operations?
It's the same thing. There are things that women can bring to the table, and there are things that men can bring to the table, and there are things that both bring to the table. And men and women are equal. So it doesn't really matter in one sense, and in another sense it matters a lot. Because female police officers are able to talk to parts of the population in many of these societies where their male colleagues are unable to reach those. Because women, for example, may not even be allowed to talk to men. So in these situations already, our female police officers are just simply invaluable because nobody would be able to protect women and children in such a society. But on the other side, when it comes to community policing, you will see that men and women have a different attitude to solve conflicts. And sometimes women are just the better communicators. And you will see that conflict resolution together with women and men is better than by men alone.